Today, 2 hours of news, current affairs, and opinion, brought to you by Beyond Beijing. With in-depth panel discussions on domestic and global issues, Today brings you the story behind the headlines. Locally produced, but with a distinctly international flavor. Today.
Welcome to Today on Beyond Beijing, 2 hours of news and opinion. I'm Thomas Rippey in Beijing.
I'm Chen Zhe, sitting in for Qingduo. After years of criticism from environmentalists, China's State Council has said there are urgent problems that need to be addressed with the Three Gorges Dam. In the first hour of our show, we'll discuss problems with the dam and the implications for hydroelectric power in China.
In the second hour, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has announced that for 1 year, he will eat only meat that he has killed himself. Find out more about what people are saying online in the second hour in Online Unleashed. China's State Council says the major priorities for the Three Gorges Dam are stabilizing and improving living conditions for relocated people, protecting the environment, and preventing geological disasters. We're going to talk about what needs to be done to improve some of the situations and problems that the dam has caused. In the studio today to discuss the dam and its problems and what it means for China's hydroelectric power as well, we have Dr. Yang Fuqiang, who is a senior advisor on climate and energy at the Beijing Office of the Natural Resources Defense Council. On the phone, we have Cameron Namati, who's a professor at the Department of Construction Management and Civil Engineering at the University of Washington. And also on the other phone line, we have Dr. Chen Ji, who's at the Department of Civil Engineering and also professor of Water and Environmental Engineering at the University of Hong Kong. Gentlemen, thank you all for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So let's look at this statement now. The State Council, which is a very, you know, a powerful organization here in China, has said that urgent problems need to be addressed with the Three Gorges Dam. And we've heard, I mean, I think there were criticisms from the, even in the planning stages. But there's a statement now that's come, it's kind of like the highest level statement of, yes, there are problems with the project. Why are we hearing this now, and what does it mean when we start hearing this, the State Council saying that there are problems that need to be addressed? Dr. Yang, what do you feel about this?
Yeah, they have many problems just come over and right now. And this is a major problem. If I summarize, have three of them. And one is water management, because now the downstream of the Yangtze River, this area have faced a serious drought in a historical record. And second is an ecological system. And we have damaged a lot by this time before we didn't study very well. And third is we have to get, for all these people relocate in somewhere. That is immigration people, and they still suffer to survive.
Okay. Dr. Chen, what is it, I mean, when we see the State Council saying that there are these problems, is it a signal that basically they're saying that now we're going to start trying to address, really work on addressing these problems? What kind of signal is it sending?
No, I don't think so, because this is quite a usual problems for reservoirs and for dams. And actually, the State Council, actually, this is exact timing for emphasizing solving those problems. Actually, as you mentioned, for preparing this huge project, people or scientists have studied those issues. But now it is time for solving those problems. Actually, for low-located people, actually, they got a chance for developing. Before the dam, was there, actually, their living standard was not high, and also the resources for their development, was limited. But with the project, the government or the project itself provide a lot of resources for their development. I think it's good. Actually, State Council emphasize that now, after operation of the operating the dam, it is a time for focusing on more for how to solve those environmental problems. Those problems not new, also not it's a we need to face, not to avoid. That's my point.
Okay, interesting. So, Cameron, what's your sense with this? Do you think that there's a real shift in the way that the dam is going to be handled from now on once we see this statement coming out of the government?
I think there's no question that the dam, the filling of the reservoir has caused some landslides to happen. And through that, they may have to relocate. I've seen figures as much as 300,000 more people. So for that to happen, I think they have no choice but to acknowledge the problems that that dam has caused while they are filling up the reservoir.
So in your sense, then, it's not so much that it's a way of moving forward, but sort of acknowledging things that have already happened that were sort of getting to the point that they were too big to ignore anymore?
Yes, there have been reports all over the world about the problems with the landslides, and as the other speaker just mentioned, inducing some drought downstream. So these are important factors that you can't deny anymore.
Well, as you just mentioned, that there are so many environmental and geological risks. Actually, before the dam was built, some scientists and environmentalists, both in and outside of China, they fiercely opposed the proposal of building the dam. But what were the original goals of the dam?
The original goal is three, and one is the flood control, and second is a power generation, and the third is about shipping and transportation. But for this major goal, before the Chinese organizations and Chinese government have studied for more than three decades, and they have answered these three major goals very well. So I think at beginning they focused on these three goals, but now they have a more new challenge we have to answer it.
So that you mean by over all these years that the Chinese government haven't realized that the problems are so serious as it realized now?
Yes.
All right. And do you think that the Three Gorges Dam have performed its function as expected?
If we go back to check with these three original goals, I think the function is well. But now we have a new challenge. And so we have to figure out what is a way we can improve these dam functions. And if not, we can find another alternative way to complement or a supplementary way and to get better.
Okay. So let's also get the other guests to sort of give their opinions on this. And we'll go first to Professor Namadi. When the dam was built, I mean, what were the primary goals for the construction of the project?
I agree. They had three goals, and I led a U.S. delegation to visit the dam back in 1998. We discussed in detail the three goals, as the previous speaker alluded to, was flood control, first thing, navigation improvement, and power generation. Flood control, I think that goal has been achieved. Navigation improvement, of course, that's also has been achieved. And power generation, last year, they generated about 42 billion kilowatt hour of electricity alone. So that has been achieved as well. But there are some side problems that we're concerned about. One is the siltation. One is this huge landslides that are occurring. And the other one is the ecological problem, and there has been carpets of algae formed on the dam because of the stagnation at some points. So these are the problems that has to be faced at this point. But the three goals that set forth initially, I agree with the speaker before me that they all have been met.
Okay, so basically the project is functioning more or less what they wanted to achieve with it, they have achieved. They just have had some unforeseen, maybe, or maybe they were foreseen, negative impacts. But so, Dr. Chen, are those negative impacts, do you think that they are outweighing some of the benefits to the dam?
May I add one point to the original design goals for the project?
Please do.
Dr. Young just mentioned there are three original goals for the project. Actually, recent year, the project had the fourth goal is for water supply for downstream. This is a very clear goal right now for the project. Actually, there's a Three Gorges company. Actually, they have added this fourth goal for the project. And also, it is the same as it's operating well.
Well, as you you mentioned that the water supply has become one of the functions of the Three Gorges Dam.
Yes.
And currently, the central China has faced a most serious drought in 60 years. Mm-hmm. And the dam has discharged its water to alleviate the drought situation.
Yes.
Will that this generating capacity will drop as the dam releases its water.
Mm-hmm.
So how will the loss of that capacity affect people around the dam?
Oh, okay. You mean the downstream, not along the dam, along the reservoir. Obviously, first, I would like to point out my viewpoint. First, the downstream severe drought, I believe, is not because of them. It's because of the global general atmospheric circulation, and it's a global climate extremes. If you check the weather of the global weather, you will see there are a lot of droughts occurring around the world, not only in mainland China, not only the downstream of the Yangtze River. Then also the water released from the reservoir. Actually, I checked the, released and incoming to the reservoir almost every day because I'm in this field. This is my research topic. And I found almost since this January, the reservoir released almost about above like 30 to 40% of the incoming discharges to the downstreams. I believe this has helped a lot of the downstreams, especially for navigation, also for the ecosystem, I think also. So it's, I think it's good for the downstream for mitigating the drought damages.
You're right, but China is also facing this kind of energy shortage.
Yeah.
So will this generating capacity drop, the drop of the capacity, affect that the China's energy consumption?
No, I would say not, because this is an energy crisis or energy shortage in mainland China. It's not because there's some reasons behind, because this is a thermal power plant somehow, because it's always with a financial deficit for producing power. So this is some problem, it's a fundamental problem behind. It's not because Three Gorges cannot solve too much problem.
Okay, Dr. Yang, do you want to add something?
Three Gorges Dam actually contributes something for the electricity supply shortage in China right now, because for Shanghai area and Hunan, Hubei, these provinces, they got electricity supply from Three Gorges Dam, and because now the capacity was reducing, and so they have no enough electricity supply. So that is one a major contributor.
Okay. Professor Namadi, when we look at this, I mean, the dam, obviously, they're releasing water to alleviate some of the drought conditions downriver, but they're going to lose power-generating capacity. How badly is that going to affect the power supply? And China's already dealing with the power shortage. How bad is that going to affect the people in the area?
Well, besides the power effective on power supply, it has also caused fluctuations in groundwater table. And I read somewhere that about 400,000 residents of Hubei province have lost access to drinking water this month alone because of this problem with the groundwater table. But the power, that was the main goal of the dam, and to accommodate the dotted areas downstream, that would reduce the capacity, that's for sure. And coming month of summers, I don't think that's welcome news to authorities there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're hitting peak period, and to be losing power generating capacity is going to be hard. Okay, well, on that, we're going to take our first short break. We'll be back with more on the Three Gorges Dam and some of the problems and benefits right after this.
Would you kill all the animals you eat? Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has pledged to only eat meat from animals he's killed himself for the rest of the year. Find out how people are reacting coming up on Online Unleashed.
The news of today, the views of tomorrow. Today.
You're listening to Today on Beyond Beijing, Towers of News and Opinion. I'm Thomas Rippey in Beijing. So we're going to have this discussion next hour about Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder's decision to kill all of the animal. If he eats meat this year, he's going to kill the animal himself. It's generated a lot of sort of interesting commentary about food supply and food sustainability in the United States. So we'll have that discussion next hour. Right now we're talking about the Three Gorges Dam project in China. It's the world's largest hydroelectric project, and it's, as we mentioned in the first few minutes here, there are a lot of benefits in terms of power generation capacity, in terms of flood management, and in terms of navigability of the upper parts of the river. But there have also been some complaints and problems about what happens in other parts of the area. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the project and, first of all, you know, what's working, what's not working, and then what it's going to mean for the future of hydroelectric power here in China. To discuss this, we have in the studio Dr. Yang Fuqiang, who's a senior advisor on climate and energy at the Beijing Office of the Natural Resources Defense Council. We also have on the phone Professor Cameron Namadi, who is a professor at the Department of Construction Management and Civil Engineering at the University of Washington, and also Dr. Chen Ji, who is at the Department of Civil Engineering and professor of Water and Environmental Engineering at the University of Hong Kong. We mentioned a little bit about how the dam is affecting people downstream during this drought, but I want to get into a little bit more detail. I think some people, and obviously especially people at the downstream parts of the river where the drought is at its worst, are blaming the dam and saying, well, if the river was flowing freely, we wouldn't be having so much of this problem. So obviously the dam is making things worse. But then we've also heard our experts talking about how the dam has improved flood control. And some people are saying, well, because we have this reservoir of water behind the dam, we can release that water in times of drought and help alleviate the drought. And so there seems to be varying opinion as to whether the dam is making the drought worse or, in fact, making it better. So we'll start first here in the studio. Dr. Yang, which is it, and how do we explain to people how the dam is really impacting this drought?
One we like to blame is climate change. We understanding is China will suffer from climate change. And based on our study, the total economical the economy will suffer is 20% or more in losses due to the climate change. And for this year, the serious drought in the downstream of the Yangtze River, I think major contributor is climate change. We understand it now in China. If we look back at beginning of this year, we have a drought in the northern China, now shift to the middle of China, maybe in the future have southern China, because we do believe this is will happen in the future more frequently. And climate change, we have to understand it, is not say reduce the rain, but they reduce the rain distribution and water availability. When we don't need rain or water, they come out, and so that is a flooding. When we need water, they don't come. So this is a very obvious reason. And second, I will say the water management. For the three dam, and I think do something before we don't understanding, and we can imagine the reservoir is so big, and if they have a lot of waters, and this water is not available for the downstream, and so we understanding for this time, this is the central government have ordered the Three Gorge Dam to give a downstream more water. But it's not, say, based on the scientific study.
Okay. Professor Namati, when we look at this idea that having that reservoir helps, I mean, you mentioned that flood control has been improved by the dam, but does it also in some ways help to mitigate drought?
I think the dam is too new, and they're collecting experience right now. So I think down the line, a few years down the line, they will realize what really works. But there's a kind of balance sheet of benefits and liabilities that have come with this project. My sense is that Chinese government is getting better and better at collecting information about things like this. They know if they don't fix these problems, they will have dire consequences. So I think now they realize that by releasing not enough water downstream, it can cause drought. And some people have claimed that it's fluctuating the groundwater table and access to water. So I think it comes with some experience down the line. But the fact that the dam is there is a good thing for flood control. It's a good thing for irrigation and everything that the dam comes with.
Okay, so it might be helping, but we're not entirely sure yet. The data is still waiting for the data to come in. Dr. Chen, is that your sense as well that it might be helping mitigate drought, and that's something that in the future, as we've talked about before, with climate change happening, that drought might become more frequent in some of these areas that they just need to really be monitoring in the future to see how. And this might actually be one of a key test for the dam to see how it's going to affect drought relief farther downstream.
Yeah. First, I'd like to explain something about climate change, because I'm working on a climate change research topic also. And obviously, yes, climate change is a very hot topic related to some extreme climate events. And actually, there's a lot of arguments related to climate change. But this year, the extreme droughts in downstream of Yangtze River, I believe is not. I cannot completely say it's because of climate change, because obviously it's a La Nina event. I believe it's a La Nina event. Resulted in this severe, extreme droughts in the downstream, and also caused a lot of extreme climate events in the world. And certainly, for Three Gorges Reservoir, the capacity is certainly huge, it's large. But it's not the largest reservoir capacity in the world. Actually, this is even water surface of the reservoir, and also the storage capacity is not the biggest one in the world. But the hydropower, generations, is number one in the world, but not the reservoir capacity. So in the other world, in other places in the world, there are a lot of huge reservoirs and reservoir water surface. There are some researches regarding this. The influence of the reservoir on the climate is really small. It can be neglected. And certainly, reservoir can help for people, especially during dry period. It can provide them more water, water supply. Yeah, this is my point.
As we all know that the Three Gorges Dam project resulted in the flooding of over 100 towns and over 1,000 villages, and about 1.2 million people have dislocated. So until now, the relocation is still a problem. What needs to be done for these people, Dr. Yang?
Yeah, I think it's now we have more than 1 million people is relocated in some other area, and we will relocate more people and something like 300,000 more. And so that is give a heavy burden for the government and for this project. And I think they have another way is based on the information released, and all these, generally speaking, all these immigrant people, their living standard is compared to the people surrounding, in this relocate village, is 15 or 25% of lower. So we have to concern if they relocate some new area, they have to stay there and make their life is compatible with other people. So I think we can, if we allocate 10 to 15% of the profit or revenue from these Three Gorges Dam you know, from power generation or shipping, you know, to help the, all these people, you know, to get better and to help them to find other way to increase, you know, their revenue. I think that's we have to think about the alternative way to help them.
Dr. Chen, what's your take on the issue? Do you think the government should subsidize more money to the relocated people?
I think so. Actually, you know, the government, I believe they are doing that. Actually, why the central government has done a lot for relocating people, and also like as you at the very beginning mentioned, actually there are urgent problems. Actually, it also includes that relocated people, how to improve their you know, living standard, and also to support them. Yes, I think the government also the project should subsidize those people further and support them. But meanwhile, to my understanding, for those relocated people also need to rely themselves to develop rather than just to rely on the project to survive. It's my personal, you know, view.
Professor Cameron, what do you think?
The Three Gorges Dam displaced 1.4 million people, and that's I think it was over 1,000 towns and villages that they flooded. In all fairness, when we visited the dam back in 1998, the promise was, or the plan was, to spend for every dollar spent on the dam, $1 spent will be spent on the relocation. And we visited some of these villages, the brand new villages that they have created for the displaced people. And I think we got off in a good start, and we talked to many dislocated people, and they expressed that their quality of life has improved since they were relocated to new house, and they were even given lands to do agriculture. So what comes next? I'm not aware of anything after that, but that's correct. These people have been relocated, and they try to make up to them as much as they can, but more things probably need to be done because to get it to jumpstart, I think, takes more effort.
I think one thing that's happened, too, I mean, it might be the most damaging in terms of public reaction to the dam, the number of people relocated. And I think a lot of people obviously are you know, happy with the power generating capacity, and it does make lives better for a lot of people in the region, but what does this relocation do in terms of public support for this kind of project and for other projects? That obviously, there won't be anything this big like this happening, but there will be other smaller projects. But is the relocation really an issue that, from the public perspective, is something that damages the nature of the project, Dr. Young?
Yeah, I think from public opinion, at the beginning, they are very supportive of this project, and most of immigration people are support. So, you know, compared to other country and Chinese government, relocate all these immigrant people have done a great job, you know, based on the feedback. But the question is they immigrate to the new area. They have to stay there. They have to get a better life. The question is a new challenge, because at this moment, I don't think we give them some subsidization or give some support is still enough. And we have to encourage the local government and to think about some way to help the new people in this area.
Okay. So moving on from the relocation.
May I add something?
Please, yeah, go
may
ahead.
May I add something here?
Uh-huh.
I had a group of, my delegation was 60 people, half from academia and half from professional sector, and we watched a program that was produced by Jodie Foster, the American actress, and she had interviewed a lot of people there, and they were all complaining that they're being forced to move. And then we all, I think most of the people in my delegation, they had negative view, and when we actually went there and saw it from up close, we were actually impressed what was done for these people that were dislocated. So I think credit should be given where it's due, and I think they did a good job of accommodating these dislocated people.
Okay, so it's a problem, but I think one of the things that people look at is the number, and it makes it sound like, oh my God, all these people, but actually a fair bit has been done for them. It's just that it's obviously a very difficult process moving so many people, and so it's never going to be a perfect process. But you guys seem to think in your research that while it's more needs to be done, a fair bit already has been done.
But at this moment, I will think is that we have to get feedback from these people immigrate to the new area, because I say now a couple of years and they are complaining, and now it's become more and more. So that is a challenge for the central government and local government to do more.
Okay. So moving on then, I want to talk about one of the other issues with the dam has been landslides. And people have said that the dam has led to an increased frequency and sort of severity of landslides, and that's one of the things that's caused a further 300,000 people to be relocated. But how exactly, Professor Namati, how exactly is the dam contributing to this increased frequency and severity of landslides?
Oh, it directly influences that as the water fluctuations happens and the reservoir is being filled. That changes the effective stresses in the soil, and you get landslides. So there's no question that the dam is contributing to these landslides. And other than landslide, they have a major siltation problem, and they have to constantly dredge the dam, or they're going to lose some of the capacity and increase force behind the dam. So to couple that with the landslide is a major problem to clean the reservoir and to further causing they have to do a lot of vegetation to prevent further landslides in the future.
And so you mentioned fluctuations in water levels. How does the dam, because we talked about how the dam helps with flood control, and to me that sounds like the water level should actually be fluctuating less, not more. How does the dam lead to increased fluctuations in water levels?
Well, as the reservoir being filled, and they have to release some water, so they cause some local fluctuations behind the dam, and that can be a contributing factor to the landslides.
Okay, got it. So, Dr. Chen, is this something that does it happen with a lot of hydroelectric projects, or does this happen specifically with this project, this increased frequency of landslides?
Okay, actually, obviously, for other projects, I don't know too much. But for this project, for landslides, actually, during construction period, and the government and has done a lot of work for stabilizing the slopes, because the three gorges, the mountainous area and quite steep slopes and a lot of unstable slopes and. Before the project, there were a lot of landslides. But now the situation a little bit changed, like Professor just mentioned, fluctuating of the water level. And during the flooding period, and the water level is 145 meter. During normal operation period, 175 meter. Then there's it's about 30 meter. Water level fluctuation during the year, so certainly will result in some unstable, some soil marsh conditions. Then will influence the landslides. I believe that, but the scale of the landslides, it is we have to take care. Most is maybe is not so big scale landslides, but for large landslides or slopes, the government or the company have paid a lot of attention to that and to stabilize those slopes, have done a lot of work.
Dr. Young, how damaging are these landslides? And from an environmental perspective, what's the damage done when you see these things happen?
For the landslide, I think it have been recognized in the original plan, and they understand this problem will be occurred. The question is much worse than we thought before. So now I think in this area, and they have allocate a lot of money and to plant the tree or to other engineering project and to protect the landslide.
Okay. Okay, so on that, I think we're going to take our next short break. We'll be back with more on the Three Gorges Dam project right after this.
Would you kill all the animals you eat? Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has pledged to only eat meat from animals he's killed himself for the rest of the year. Find out how people are reacting, coming up on Online Unleashed.
Today's words shape tomorrow's discourse.
The future starts today.
Today's talk, tomorrow's world. Today.
You're listening to Today on Beyond Beijing, 2 hours of news and opinion. I'm Thomas Rippey in Beijing. Stay with us for that discussion next hour. So again, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has decided that this year, every year he has a different goal. This year his goal is that any meat that he eats is going to be from an animal that he's killed himself. Some people think he's just kind of being strange, but it has raised a lot of very interesting discussion in the United States about food supply and food sustainability. So we'll talk about that next hour. Right now we're talking about the Three Gorges Dam project in China. This is the world's largest hydroelectric project, and the state council here in China has recently said that there are some urgent problems that need to be addressed. So we're going to talk about some of the implications of those problems and how they're affecting people here in China. In the studio today, we have Dr. Yang Fucheng, who is the Senior Advisor on Climate and Energy at the Beijing Office of the Natural Resources Defense Council. On the phone, we have Professor Cameron Namati, who is a professor at the Department of Construction Management and Civil Engineering at the University of Washington. And also on the other phone line, Dr. Chen Ji, who's at the Department of Civil Engineering, where he's a professor of Water and Environmental Engineering at the University of Hong Kong.
Okay, we've just talked about the geological risks the Three Gorges Dam has brought. We know that navigation has also been adversely affected, with the dam only able to deal with only half the shipping tonnage originally envisaged, leading to serious delays. Low water levels downriver have also reduced the length of navigable water. How much impact has the dam had on shipping on the Yangtze River? Dr. Yang.
Yeah, I think that's Three Gorges Dam has improved the upstream transportation and shipping, and there are no question about that. And the question is about the downstream. And so I think is we have to study what is when the water level is increased or decreased, and we have to understand how the we have more water management by the Three Gorges Dam to help this kind of transportation. And this year, I think, is a very spectacular cases, and that is not say they definitely will hurt a long-term transportation pattern.
Well, Dr. Chen, what do you think can be done to improve the situation?
Okay. Actually, I believe the project has improved a lot for the navigation conditions for the river, not only the upstream, also downstream. Because upstream, we know the reservoir is there and quite stable of the water and certainly improved the navigation conditions. But downstream actually also improved because, as I mentioned, like in this year, since January to now, the reservoir released more water than the incoming inflow to the reservoir, has raised the water level about, I saw some results about 20 centimeters. This is quite a big, improvement for the navigation condition for the downstream. Actually, the reservoir only, stored water during the almost end of the raining season, or flooding season for the river. So that will influence the downstream water level is only for that period for low, lowering the water level for the downstream. But at that time, still the water level in the downstream is relatively high than the dry season. But during dry season, then reservoir can release more water to the downstream, then can improve the navigation conditions. Yeah.
Professor Namati, do you think that the Three Gorges Dam actually improved the navigation's condition along the Yangtze River, or does it have a bad influence on the navigation condition?
No, absolutely, it has improved. And I agree with the first speaker that the upstream has definitely been improved. Downstream, I think they need to have more experience with that. I read somewhere that the cities downstream of the dam have been unable to accommodate
ocean-going vessels that usually visit the ports. So I think during the dry season, they can actually release more water, and with more experience with how to handle the downstream flow, the navigation will definitely be improved.
Okay. Let's look at a couple of other issues here before we move on to some of the implications for the future. One issue has been water pollution and the usability of the water, and a couple of things we can kind of combine together here, I think. One issue has been agricultural runoff getting into the reservoir and also just sort of debris and rubbish sort of backing up in the reservoir. And that seems to have had a negative impact on water quality. So, Dr. Chen, is the reservoir or is the dam having an adverse effect on water quality? Or is that, again, one of the things? I think one thing that's maybe has happened with this project because of the size of it and because it's drawn so much attention is that sometimes it gets blamed for things that it's not necessarily at fault for.
Yeah. Actually, during the for designing the project, people have done a lot of work about the water quality study, and I have some reports regarding that. And during operating of this reservoir, the Three Gorges Company actually has in the monitoring system for the reservoir water quality. It seems not influence too much. And as you just mentioned, rubbish and the debris, has always during the flooding at the early flooding season, a lot of rubbish and debris, moved down to the reservoir. And actually, the company and the region governments have a lot of equipment, ships to remove those debris and rubbish. Certainly, will improve the water quality. This is my view.
Yeah, so there are some ways to improve the situation, but so Professor Namati, is the dam, does the dam actually make water quality worse for people around the area, or is it just sort of something that would have happened anyway?
Well, I think they have to have more control on what goes in the dam, and there have been citations of carcass of algae and floating garbage. And behind the dam, the water is almost stagnant, so that can it's not flowing either a few miles before or downstream. So that can have adverse effects. But there has to be some regulations about what people can send to the water from tributary areas.
And so, you mentioned that they would need to have more control. How would that happen? Is it because of the agricultural productivity of the area? Is it going to be difficult to control agricultural runoff and fertilizer runoff?
Well, they have to come up with a program. Look at, for example, Lake Tahoe in Northern California, Nevada border. They treat the water three times before they put it in the lake. I don't suggest that they do the same thing here, but they control whatever goes in that lake. The same thing has to be true for any large body of water like this, perhaps coming up with some intercepting systems to prevent agricultural waste to go to the reservoir. That will be the solution. And I think as the time goes on, they will realize what system works, and I'm sure they will come up with it, something that they hadn't, it was not addressed before.
Okay.
So we've mentioned all the geological risks and also navigation and also water pollution of the Three Gorges Dam. So are these problems only arising from the Three Gorges Dam, or are they existing in other dams around the world, Dr. Yang?
Yeah, I think it's the same problem, and say we can study and get lessons from other big dams around the world. And from this time, and we can see, I particularly put attention to the ecological system, and we understanding, for the Yangtze River, and sometimes they are drought, and sometimes they are flooding. But on the other angle of the, we view all these natural, phenomena, we can happen because some a small flooding may be need for this ecological system because they need nitrogen, they need soil, and need other, and so many ecological system depend on this natural system. So we have to think about, it's not say for the flooding control, we have to say no flooding, even though small flooding in the downstream, we have make it not happen.
Dr. Chen, what do you think? Do you think that all these kind of problems also existing in other dams?
Yes, I believe, because it's usually in the operating reservoirs will be quite similar rules to like Dr. Yang just mentioned for flooding control, but for downstream from the ecosystem may need to have a natural flood event phenomena to survive. Actually, for the Three Gorges dam or reservoir, it's just for flood control. Certainly, will release some flood water downstream. It's just not to remove the flood, but reduce the flood peaks. That's different. So still there are some, when people look at the downstream discharge, we'll see the flood peaks. But compare natural flood peaks, that peaks is half of the natural flood peaks. Still there's a flood for the downstreams.
Okay, Professor Namati, do you think that this construction of this kind of big dams can always bring about all kinds of risks?
Well, anytime you meddle with nature, and before the dam was put there, the water could flow naturally down, and as a consequence, you get a lot of flooding. If you meddle with the nature, natural way of drainage, you can expect some problems. But I agree with the previous speaker that you can control the peak, but the flooding can still happen down there because there are tributary areas, and in high season rain periods, you can get some flooding, but maybe the peak will be a little bit less. But it doesn't prevent flooding from happening downstream, because you're talking about a few hundred miles of 800 miles of river that this dam is in the middle of it.
Okay, so one more thing I want to make sure we get a chance to discuss for a few minutes before we wrap things up is how this is going to affect the development of hydroelectric power in China. And I think China, obviously, we've heard about already that China is facing pretty serious power shortages already now. And over the coming months, as we get into the peak summer usage periods where people want to run their air conditioners, the shortage is going to become more acute. And so China really is sort of looking at all the different available options. Hydroelectric has long been one of those options. But do you think that some of the criticisms and some of the problems that this project has had are going to change the way China approaches hydroelectric power? Dr. Chen, what do you think? Is this going to really change the approach to hydroelectric in China?
I don't think so. I will add another big benefit for the project that we haven't mentioned before. Actually, it's among us, but I believe as outside has mentioned also, is for this three gorgeous project, electricity power actually is very important for stabling national power grid. This is haven't been mentioned among us, but this is a very big benefit for our power grid. Certainly, for future, I believe because we have 1.3 billion people, we need to have a sustainable development. We need energy. We need clean energy. Certainly, the hydroelectricity power is the most important stable power source. I believe that for future, the country needed to do more hydropower plants.
Okay. Professor Namati, when China starts looking at future projects for hydroelectric power, are there lessons that can be learned from this project?
Well, this is a humongous project. It's not your typical dam. So I don't think that would deter China from exploring other sources of hydroelectric power. So especially with the recent advent of Japanese nuclear power plant earthquake, I think they will look more into hydroelectric as a safe source of energy, and I don't think this is going to be any deterrence at all for future development of hydroelectric power in China.
And you mentioned, too, that the fact that this is such a huge project, does that make it unique to the point that it really isn't something that, you know, as China looks around at other potential areas for hydroelectric development, there are only so many lessons that can be learned just because this project is really sort of a unique project?
Yes, I think this was this project was actually recommended by United States Department of Recognition way back then in, I think, if I remember the date, 1944, by J.L. Savage. He was the chief engineer for both Grand Coulee and Hoover Dam, and he was sent to by the United States Bureau of Recognition to survey the area in Chinese and consult with Chinese engineers, and he came up with that location as the history of this dam. So, and then it was a matter of pride for China to undertake such a huge project, despite all the outcry from the Western governments or media around the world. So I don't think you will see anything like this size in our lifetime again. So the next project will be a lot smaller one, and it will be successful, as a lot of dams are in generating hydroelectric clean energy.
Okay. Dr. Yang, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think we have to learn from the lessons, and we have to welcome all these criticisms because we have to understand the new challenge from us. And I understand it's not only talking about the Three Gorge Dam, but I would like to say beyond that. And we understanding in the upstream of the Yangtze River, and we will build about 20 more, you know, large scale and middle size scale dams. So think about all these, how many water, how many reservoirs. So I think now new challenge is three. We meet old three the goal already, but now new three challenge is a meet for not only for Three Gorge Dam but for other new large scale dams. So I think these three is immigration people, how they can stay there and get better life, and second is how can we protect ecological system. At this moment we don't get a good scientific study, so we will get a more deep understanding how can we protect the ecological system. And third is water management. So all these dams are, in the Yangtze River upstreams. So water management become very critical problem.
Yeah, and you mentioned these three problems. As China moves forward, are the dam designs, are they shifting based on sort of new findings of how to manage these problems, especially in terms of ecosystem protection?
Yeah, they have. So for some existing construction, now they have some construction for some dam already. But some dam, if they have no, it's just under design stage, they have to take these criteria to think about. And for other dam has been existing or constructed, they have to find another alternative way to improve it.
Okay, on that we're going to wrap up our program for today. We want to thank our guests. We have again here in the studio Dr. Yang Fu Chang from the Natural Resources Defense Council, on the phone Professor Cameron Namati from the University of Washington, and Dr. Chen Ji from the University of Hong Kong. Our discussion tomorrow is going to be about the ongoing lack of government in Belgium. They've been without a government for a very long time now. I think they're coming close to, well, over a year and a half. And potentially might split, actually. There's discussion about whether or not Belgium might split into a couple of different countries. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Coming up next, the Hourly News.